Let's take a good deep breath. In the mirab, we just allow the shift of consciousness. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to effort with it. I said a lot of words today. You can feel the energies flying around the room, flying around wherever you happen to be. Let's take a deep breath and start to realize your freedom. Your freedom from the old god of power and control, fear, oh yeah, and even love. And just even as I've been talking, I'm wondering, well, am I a bad person if I don't hold on to that old god? Am I not believing in God anymore? No. Just shifting. Just shifting. So that ultimately, Theo, it's going to be much more personal, radiant, alive, real. Suddenly emerging of both science and spirit. Once you start really understanding the God algorithm, the flow of consciousness into manifestation, suddenly it's bringing together these two worlds that have been apart for a long time, science and religion. That's what we're doing here. Suddenly starting to really bring to life Theo. Really bringing it in as an experience, not as a belief system or thoughts. So I ask you, are you comfortable with undefining God? Comfortable with going to a new level of consciousness? God doesn't have to be out there. God doesn't even have to love you. That's a tough one. Are you all right with just setting that aside and letting yourself begin to experience the Eternal One? Even letting go of concepts as creator, come to realize that it's not that kind of relationship. You're not a God puppet. You really weren't created by, built by, designed by God. Weird, kind of a weird feeling. Well, where did I come from? Shh. God is my feeling, my knowingness. God is my compassion. God is my day-to-day life. God is my naivety, as well as my intelligence. I like that. God is my, and then whatever. It doesn't have to be just the good stuff either. It can be the tough stuff. God is all my garbage. All my garbage. All my guilt and shame. God doesn't mind. So we're going into relatively uncharted territories here. It takes some pretty bold and courageous beings to do that, but it's time. We're going to where we're talking about I love this, the God algorithms, the flow, stream of consciousness as it picks up energy, it picks up dynamics and life, and then it becomes so. So take a good deep breath and just take this moment to allow. It's going to be fascinating to watch, to feel in your own experience, your own realization. You know, when you can be comfortable saying, I don't need God to love me. I don't require that. Again, initially kind of an empty, weird feeling, but then suddenly, oh, wow. Oh, it's a pretty big trip I was putting on Theo. It was a pretty big trip I was putting on myself, actually. So it's Independence Day here in America. It's Sovereignty Day here at the Crimson Circle. Time of freedom and liberty, of life, and of enlightenment. Take a good deep breath. Take a good deep breath. The storm will pass, as they always do. I'm addressing those who are here at the Crimson Circle Center. The storm will pass. A little bit of wind and rain. Storm comes in to cleanse. You ever notice how the storms just seem to come at the right or maybe the wrong moment? Just comes. Why does it come right now? It's the God algorithm. And again, the mind tries to figure out, how does all this happen and why? Then suddenly you take a deep breath and you realize it's just absolutely perfect. It's just appropriate. And then you take a deep breath and you realize, you know, I finally get it, what Adama says. All is well in all of creation. With that, my dear friends, we'll be back next month for more. Thank you. Always an honor serving you. Thanks.